Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
People meet at church. In fact, here in Florida today, the two people who were sitting on the stage was JV and Victoria. And I remember back at Sunset Hills, I would see him kind of like walking her to the car after a small group. And she had her little baby. And I was like, you know, I hope he's a good guy, because I didn't know him, you know, because he was a daughter of the house. And guess what? I mean, a long time later and 27 kids later, they got together. So I was glad to hear today, like, let's stay together. So we're going to have a blast today, because I don't know if you know it or not, but it is Valentine's Day. And last night we had a great time at Sunset Hills and at the RPC campus. But today we're going to go a little deeper, and we're going to go as fast as we can to cover a lot of ground, because we understand there's a lot of mixture of people here today. You got people at East Campus in St. Louis and here where they're single and ready to mingle. Raise your hand who you are so people know who you are. Raise your hand so they can look around and go, okay, okay. Yeah, and Nicole.
Try this one. Hey, sweetie, put your hand on. You're not single.
I was just saying amen. Come on, somebody. And but the first thing I want to get to right out the gate is, like, we're going to have two different pieces. We're going to the people who haven't been married that long and people that have been married a long time. But it seems only like a day, 23 years later. So I want to go to this video clip real quick.
Actually, all right, if you wonder how, you know, it's difficult for us to spend time together. Listen, it's Valentine's Day, and you can figure it out. So, Nicole is FaceTiming me. She doesn't always ride with me, but we hang out. Any relationship advice in 2 seconds? 4 seconds?
Yeah, make sure you know your people know how much you love them, because you know how much you love them, but you forget to tell them how much you love them. And so right now I just need to tell you, I love you, David Crank.
Oh, see? She actually did, like, video me earlier, like a little, like she would our grandson, and it made me think, she loves me. 23 years, people. Stay strong.
23 years is no small thing, huh?
That's a little with me.
You know, you like to do some things that I don't like to do, like jet ski and motorcycle ride, and I don't know about all the ladies in the house, but hair is a thing, you know, but you doing what you like to do, and girls getting to do what they like to do. Sometimes we just need a little time to have a little alone time.
Yeah, Nicole always does a great job of supporting the family. And then, obviously, how many of y'all know you got a grandson that cute, you're going to pay attention to him. But Nicole always didn't make it just about the kids. She also made it about me, and, of course, I tried to do the same with her. And so that's what we're going to really talk about today, is just balancing out relationships and getting along and modeling that.
Well, and one of the scriptures that I just have really taken in my heart is to practice playing second fiddle, because it's always easier to try and figure out, well, if I get what I want and then I get myself taken care of, and not that self-care isn't important, but it can get off from self-care to just like, well, I need to, and the restaurant I want to eat at, and the food I want to do, and what I want to buy. And so I hear a lot of times a lot of me in my language, and I should be talking about what we want to do and what the family wants to do. And because if I want to live my life with people, then I got to make sure that I'm thinking about those people, so that St. Louis and West Palm Beach and, you know, all the campuses that are here today, when we're with people, golly gee, how do you think about other people? How do you keep, because we all live in the same house, and that can be tricky.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to just cheers to everybody, because there's hot cocoa at all campuses this morning.
On,
we know it's cold at the campuses in St. Louis. So
if you're at home, you can just go grab some chocolate or hot cocoa,
there
some
you go,
milk.
If you're online.
If you didn't get that memo, run to the store if you can get there safely. If not, pour a glass of water and pray Jesus turns water into hot cocoa today. Come on.
Yeah, we're believing that your houses in heaven are going to be like, you're going to have a room just got added on because you showed up to church whenever it was 0 degrees outside. But like Pastor Nicole was saying, I think what you say is so important, especially as a wife. And girls, we're going to get real today, and guys as well. But in Proverbs 21:19, I want you to write this down. It says, it's better to live alone in the desert than with a quarrelsome, complaining wife. So we have to put a guard on our mouth and
what we say.
A couple
guys clapped here in Florida. Not a good idea.
Yeah. No. You can tell who's single. You know, it's like, yeah, that's right. It's like, oh, no, bud. Flowers.
No, but that's not my words. That's God's words. And so I have to remind myself, you know, if there's those moments like yesterday, I apologized to Austin even just because I was being snappy and I'm the worst backseat driver in the world. Like, you don't want to ride with me. If there was a break in the backseat, it would just be crazy. We wouldn't go anywhere. I'd be like, wait, merge, turn your blinker on. But I just have to stop and go, hey, you know what? As my husband, he doesn't need a mom. He needs me to be his wife. He already has a great mom. He wants me to be his soulmate, his teammate, and speak life over him. And I think the things that you say about your spouse is so important. And just as you're getting to know each other, and, you know, there's a joke that a son asked his dad and said, hey, Dad, did you know that in some countries, a man doesn't actually know his wife until they're married? And he said, no, son, that's everywhere, actually. But I think the words you say in the conversations to get to know each other, taking those time, and this isn't just for married people, this is for single people too. So if you're single today, we want to unlock some of those things in your life, the things that you need to look for. Hey, you know, people always ask, where do I find a good person? How do I find somebody?
Yeah, no matter where you're at, maybe you're in the United Kingdom today, maybe you're in South Africa, because it's amazing to come right into your home, maybe right on your iPad, really wherever you're at. It's pretty incredible to see the reports every week. We're in Fiji today, we're all across, so no matter what country you're in, we're glad you're joining us. So if it's not 0 degrees there and it's beautiful, like, send us a picture, DM us, tag us. We want to know where Faith Church is happening for you. But when I look at the scripture, 1 Corinthians, write this down, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5, it says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not backseat drive, and it does not tell your husband how to... Okay, that was the Austin version, but no, it says, it does not envy, it does not boast, but it is not proud. So I think for us, something we've learned, again, we've only been married 6 years. Many of you, if you're married in here, you maybe have been married longer, but one thing that pastors have taught us is that we have to communicate, but we have to communicate in love. And what I think is so important is this Valentine's Day, I could have told Morgan, hey, yo, we got married. That day on the stage, lots of witnesses. It's even filmed on a CD that I told you I love you.
Ours is on a videotape. Gotcha beat.
I'm not trying to date my age here, but anyways.
Some millennials people said, what's like, a videotape? Yeah, I don't know.
Millennials are like, what's that? Is that that thing you rewind with a pencil? No. That's a cassette tape. So one of the things that when we look at the scripture, it says in 1 Corinthians 16, 14, do everything in love. Yeah. And so when we started to get ready to be married, we went to pastors and we said, hey, what does this look like for us? Like, we know there's going to be intense times of fellowship, or some people call it fighting. We call it intense times of fellowship.
We and call it fighting too.
But if you're going to do it, pastors always told us you have to fight fair, or have to have intense times of fellowship fair.
And whenever you have a conflict, a lot of us are really good at conflict, but we're not as great at conflict resolution. And so there's a way to say sorry that's genuine, or you could just be like, ah, sorry. But then you want to take it to the next level. A practice that we like to do in our family is we don't just say, hey, sorry. We say, will you forgive me?
But that's not what culture says.
Right.
The Reverend Justin Bieber will say, it's too late to say sorry.
Come on.
That was terrible, but I'm not a singer. I'm just saying what I hear on the radios.
Yeah.
That is not, it's not too late to say sorry. You can always go back.
And then whenever you take it to the next level and you say, will you forgive me? Which, honestly, hard to do. Really hard to do, especially whenever you're mad. But if you look at the person and you say, hey, you know what? Will you forgive me? It puts the ball in their court, and then they have make a conscious decision to forgive.
And the other person also has to, and I want Nicole to talk about that a second, is like, you can't just go, well, I'll think about it. You know, Nicole's always, I've done some pretty stupid stuff. Raise your hand if you know I probably have. Raise your hand. Come on.
I was gonna say, if I have.
Man. People are so mean to me, but I asked for it. But
I thought you were going to ask if we've done stupid stuff, so I started raising my hand, and you said, you've done stupid stuff.
Yeah, Nicole's like, you sure have. Tell you right now, you did. But Nicole is so good about forgiving and forgetting. Yeah. And it's so important. And then, too, you know, it's like, well, I can't forgive and forget. I realize you have to forgive while you still remember, but it takes faith to do that. Everybody shout that with me on all campuses. Shout, it takes faith.
It takes faith.
To forgive.
To forgive.
But I have great faith. Okay, so talk about that just a second.
Well, 1 Peter 4:8
says that love covers a multitude of sin, and it tells us to love deeply. And something that God was just wrestling in my heart about, because that's a scripture he's had me meditating on for months, which must mean I have a lot of love and covering to do. And what he was showing me was that our tendency as people is to expose what other people do. You know what my husband does? Yeah. You know what ticks me
it's
off?
Good.
Girl, let me tell you, you good. Think you got it bad. And love doesn't do that. If you really love the person. So if Austin sang, I want to sing now. I don't know. I'm going to go back to Bryan Adams. If you really love a woman.
These people are singing their brains out today.
But if we really love somebody, if I really love my husband, I'm not going to expose what he did to the kids. I'm not going to expose what he did to my friends. I'm not going to expose what he did to my mom. It's my job to cover. And here's the really wild thing, because God really honors that. Because when Noah screwed up and got drunk and started getting crazy, his kids, one of them was like, look at Dad. Can you believe he's acting this way? And what his other son did is he said, you know what? I'm not even going to look at Dad and walk in and cover him up. I'm going to put a blanket behind me. I'm going to back up so I don't even see how bad it is. I'm going to cover him up. And what God did is he honored that child. And then he told the other kids, you're not going to be as blessed as this one. So our job is to cover. Everybody say, love covers.
Love covers. And I think speaking about children, by the way, we have two pictures. I want to show you guys something real quick. One is this picture right here. This is what everybody sees, right? It's like the Instagram. It's like, oh, look at this. Happy family. But then let's show reality. There it is right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is what life looks like, right? And maybe it looks different for each and every person. Maybe it's in your singleness. Like, it's like, hey, my Instagram looks great, but behind it, man, I need community. I need some good people around me. And this isn't just talking dating today. This is also making sure you have good community. Yeah. You know, James 5:16, it actually says that there's healing in conversation, that maybe some of us today, we walked in and we just need a good conversation. You're like, I don't need somebody to buy me chocolate. Everybody needs some chocolate. Come on. I need a meal and I need some chocolate. If you want to sign up, I'm in.
Hey, by the way, Nicole gave me chocolate this morning. I can't believe it. She like brings me. Go ahead, give it up for Pastor Nicole. She brings me this chocolate and this.
I also helped him eat it.
Yeah, well, she didn't try that, but I was like, oh my gosh! And man, then I was texting the kids, hey, please go get chocolate somewhere quickly. But that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest things is, and I want to ask you guys, because we've only been married 6 years. The comparison game, right? Everybody sees social media, Facebook, Instagram. I don't know if anyone still has MySpace. Is that still a thing? I'm not sure. But people look at it and go, I want that. But they think it maybe happens overnight. Like somebody, we did a poll on social media and said, hey, tell us some of the questions you want us to ask. Some people are like, do you guys even fight? Like that doesn't happen. And I was like, oh man, like, yes, it does. But there's that conflict resolution. So maybe talk for a second if you guys can. You have way more,
Well, and just to chime in too, you guys have modeled a really great thing of when you fight, like nobody just leaves.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, so yeah, nobody leaves because as soon as that happens, the enemy trust to do what? Shout it with me. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. So all of a sudden now you're like, I'm mad. And I remember when I got married. By the way, I've been married before one other time, which and now this is the last time because Nicole told me, till death do us part, right? Exactly. So, but at any point, I remember being a young, foolish kid and just like starting a fight because I was like, I know she's going to want to go with me and I want to go with my friends tonight. So anybody in here ever heard of people starting a fight just to roll out? So that's like a mistake. Okay, so now that even when Nicole and I got married, we just decided no matter how bad it was, no matter how mean things happen, we're not, because the enemy comes in and says, where were they and what are they doing? And so you know what? You're just going to stay home and you're going to just be with each other, whether it's good or bad, happy or sad. I love the song. Let's stay together. And that's just, and that's wisdom. Everybody shout that at all campuses. That's wisdom. So, yeah.
And something that the Lord told me, you might want to write this down if you're at Earth City, Sunset Hills, I don't know. But he was working on me, and he said, you're as wrong in his eyes as you are right in yours.
That's good.
Because whenever we fight, whenever you fight, you're right. And that is why you are in the fight, because, oh, come on, y'all lying in church. You don't fight when you think you're wrong. How many of y'all fight because you are right? Let me see hands all campuses. Let's go, let's go.
We got honesty now.
And that's when God got on my case. He's like, you think you're right all the time, right? That's why you're there. But the fact of the matter is, you're as wrong in his eyes as you are in yours.
Oh, that's so good.
So God says, I need to take the scale off your eyes.
so that you can really see. And the truth of the matter is, I'm not right and he's not right, that the truth is somewhere in the middle. Yeah. And until we both humble ourselves and pray and allow God to show us what's going on, we're never going to see the
truth
and get
there.
That's
so good, too, because people don't realize what you got till it's gone, right? I was thinking about one of my heroes in the faith, Dr. Frederick Casey Price, at 89 years old, went to heaven yesterday. Give it up for Frederick Price. Come on now, this is for real. Man of God. I was just thinking about Betty, who's still alive. And I mean, they've been married so long. I mean, they were married before y'all were born, okay? So if you lived like 90 and they've been married forever, it's just, I can't imagine the hole in her soul. So the way I like to think about it a lot of times, and we can kind of, if you guys want, we can jump into the family dynamic in a second, is I think that if my family, if they would ever, I always say, you can't break up a collector's set. Where they go, I go. And so when you're in a tense time of fellowship or you're mad at each other, just remember, you know what? Someday, God forbid, if they're not here for whatever reason, would this really matter? And I honestly don't think it would. If you'll calm down, get in a small group, learn who you are and what you have in Christ. That's why church is so important. It really makes a difference. So just like it's like really cold outside in St. Louis right now, it can be really cold in a relationship, but it's your job, our city, Weldon, Ferguson, Florissant, whatever campus, to actually heat it up. And the way you do that is, like Pastor Nicole said a minute ago, God's speaking to her, and he's speaking to me. Instead of praying about me, God, straighten out David. I hear her in there, God, bless my husband. Oh, God, help my husband. And then it makes it hard on me going, God, make Nicole be good. I'm like, no. Because, again, we pray selfish, self-imposed prayers instead of actually saying, you know what, if we pray for one another and we actually belittle the problem because it's not really going to matter in a month, raise your hand if this makes sense to you, then just take a chill pill. Everybody shout that with me. Take a chill pill. Okay.
And I think some of these qualities and these things we're talking about can apply and overlap in every area. So you might be here thinking, well, I didn't realize, you should have realized it because it's Valentine's Day, but I didn't realize it's Valentine's, we're talking about marriage, but actually you're in relationship with your family, you're in relationship with friends, and God said he wants you to live life to the fullest. Jesus came so you could live life to the fullest. So if you feel empty today at whatever campus you're from, you're watching at, if you feel empty, if you feel broken, God wants to fill those things back up, fill up all of those cracks, fill up all of those gaps in your life. And just like one of the things you guys brought up, which is a lot of fun, is letting your husband have an outlet. So wives, it's so important that your husband has that, and you're not saying, there's a balance to it, but if he needs to get off work and he needs to go and play a round of golf, a couple times a week, or he needs to go ride his motorcycle for 30 minutes and just clear his head, or he needs to play video games for a minute and just clear his brain, that's great, because honestly, if we're being real, I would much rather that be the outlet than something else. It could be a whole lot worse. So he said, you never know what you've got until it's gone, or it's just the same thing. You know how this horse kicks, okay? You know the things that your husband does that drive you crazy, but you know what? The next guy, it might be a whole lot worse than what this is. So take that moment and just say, I appreciate you. I know you just need 20 minutes. You just had a long day at work. Go do your thing, and then whenever you come back to me, I'm going to get the best of him because he got to go clear his head. Because sometimes you ask a guy, what are you thinking about? I'm not thinking about anything. No, really. What are you thinking about? No, I'm not thinking about anything. How can you not be thinking of anything? No, there's nothing.
Anybody
going on.
Else? Any guys in the? I mean, seriously, it's like she'll ask me. She's like, what are you thinking about? I'm like, honestly, I don't even know. Like, I couldn't even answer it. Like, it's not even that it's nothing. It's like, have you ever been there? You're like, I don't even know. Was I in this room? Like, it feels like I was somewhere else. But I think it's the same way, though, back and forth, because sometimes I need alone time. Anybody ever need alone time to just refill up?
You just need a minute.
You just need, girls, like, I that need 10, minute. 15, 20 minutes just to get away, get some me time so I can give her my overflow, not when I'm empty. Because if I give her my empty, oh, it's not good. That's the bottom of the barrel. Anybody ever got that like last little bit and you can tell you're like, ooh, that was nasty. That was all the grease in the meat. No, I want the good stuff. And so I know we're going to talk about the family dynamic, but one of the things that I have learned about her is she's a quality time person. Her quality time and my quality time is totally different. But I do know this. Quality time in Florida is the same type of quality time in the United Kingdom. It's the same in Fiji. It's the same in the Philippines. It's the same in India. So no matter where you are, this can relay. But her quality time is different than mine. Like us just being near each other, I'm like, yeah, winning. Happy Valentine's Day. We were near each other. She's like, no, I need you to turn the phone off. No electronics. And let's go shopping. Any women love shopping across campuses? See, here's the relationship we have. I make money and she spends our money. Notice I said our money, not my money. It is our money. I just like to save it and then sometimes, you know, just figure out, oh, we could buy that. No, she's like, yo, let's buy this on Amazon. Let's buy these people some gifts. But that is her love language, which fills her up. So she knows what fills me up, and I know it fills her up. But we have to. It's a job. I have to be purposeful. Sometimes I forget, but she reminds me again in love. She doesn't come to me and go, hey, you got to fill me up. But that is one thing we've learned about each other.
Yeah,
but it goes into family.
If you go to Growth Track, which you should today, that's one of the things we teach you is the personality profiles, right? So yeah. Nicole has got a different personality profile than I do. So I, of course, what am I?
You are a choleric sanguine.
So what does that mean?
That means you are a very extroverted extrovert who loves people. You are the life of the party, and you are a strong leader. But you're fun about it.
And I like physical touch after 10 o'clock. Come on, somebody help me right now. So knowing that, though, because I can't give her what I want, I got to give her what she needs. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So Growth Track isn't about the church wants me to do something. No, this is going to make you a better leader. It's going to get you plugged in. And I would also say to single people, one of the ways I said a minute ago about JV and Victoria, and Pastor Phil at Weldon today in Victoria, they met at church. If you want to meet the right person, don't like go to the bar, try to find somebody, and then get them eventually to love Jesus. No, find somebody that's already loving Jesus, going to the church that you love, practicing. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen right now. And so you can't be like, hey, I want that guy to get galvation. No. They got to love Jesus. And if they don't love Jesus, they can't love you. And you can't slow this train down that you're on, because in 2021, 2, 3, 4, and 5, you're going to have grace and favor on your life. God's going to do the supernatural in your life. You're going to have community like you never have before. You're going to be blessed coming in. Somebody ought to shout amen. Blessed coming out. And you can look at your girl and say, everything I touch turns to good. Right? Okay, so I want to jump into family culture for a minute because we're really running out of time. How many of y'all have joined this? Raise your hand at all campuses. So we've only got about 8 minutes left because we don't want to drive you guys crazy. But I want to talk about, you know, we said earlier that we all live together. It's not like we live together because they weren't successful. They are. They both have, they're gainfully employed. They lived in a beautiful home, sold it for a bunch of money, and then they bought a condo and sold it for a bunch of money. And then we just begged them, is there any way?
And it's our Jubilee banner year because little did they know, we were praying that they would come live with us. And we got our just prayers answered.
So, and we're all out, like, you know, next weekend we'll be preaching in St. Louis. So we live here and there. So we're like, man, is there any way we can live together? But a lot of times that doesn't always work out for most people. But I'm talking from young people to people that are watching around the world. If you're wanting this, like, we all love the heck out of each other. Are we perfect? No. Is there intense times of fellowship between all of us? Yes. It's done with diplomacy and dignity and honor. But, and then Ashton, she's up here. Give it up for Ashton. She's killing the game. Come on, y'all ought to clap. She's up there carrying a baby right now. She's bouncing the baby. And so, but I don't. We don't dig at each other. That's one of the things we don't do, right?
Yeah, I think one of the things you guys always say is you never break up a
collector set.
You never break up a collector set. And so for me personally, you know, I didn't have a great marriage modeling to see growing up. So I learned a lot of things. If you're like me, maybe you learned a lot of things that you didn't want to repeat or you didn't want to do. And so I saw this marriage model and I said, wow, that's something that I want to replicate. I want to take what they know and save myself years of pain that I had to see and see my parents walk through. And so with our family, they always said, hey, you never break up a collector set. If you go, I'm going with you. You are the priority. I know if I call one of them, they're going to answer the phone. Whatever's going on, they're going to stop and say, hey, are you good? In the middle of a meeting, even Ashton, even whenever she, you know, all the time I see Papa, he'll be talking to some of the greatest pastors and preachers in America, and they're in a serious conversation, and Ashton walks up, and he's like, hey, hold on just 1 second. Do you need anything? What's going on? And she calls, hey, I got to take this 1 second. Hey, are you okay? Okay, let me call you right back. Okay, sorry about that. It was my daughter. You know, it's just he's always so intentional about the kids. And it's not like, hey, church is something we do over there. No, he brings us into it. Church is something we do as a family. And Pastor Nicole, she's incredible. I've learned so much just from being around her and that went, wow, she's like Wonder Woman. Yeah. And literally, you look like Wonder Woman. It's amazing. But as a family, I never felt like the in-law. So Pastor Nicole is like, hey, I found you first. So like you and Austin, as you're dating, like this is great. But if you break up, like,
girl, I claimed you. You're in.
I loved you first.
Just period, you're in. But then with you coming in, because quick question on all campuses, how many of you have a mom and a dad? Raise your hand. Everybody. Brothers, sisters, kids, right? So everybody's got a family. So loving your family and how to be closer as a family is something we can all work on together. And when you came into our family, one of the things we noticed is that you were different. And we loved it, but at first you didn't. How many of you are different than some of the other people in your family? Like, you've even wondered, am I adopted? So talk to us about your compliment and how you saw it when you first got there.
Well, I grew up, you know, seeing something of, you know, modeled before. I heard about this thing. It's like, hey, there's a better way to say it. There's a nicer way to say it. And yeah, it's called best buddies, so get your kids on that train. It's amazing. But it's a thing called appreciation. And so whenever we sit down at the dinner table, it's somebody's birthday, we adopted it as a family tradition. And it's one of our favorite things to do, but we actually speak, take a minute, and you have to think about it before you get to the dinner. So, you know, go through your file of memories, try to find your favorite memory, your favorite thing about that person. Just being, like, affirming as a family unit, saying, hey, Ashton, it's your birthday. Here's one of my favorite things about you. This is one of our favorite memories. And we just laugh and we have so much fun. And the first time you do it, it's a little awkward. It's a little bit like, oh, okay. But you just have to break through that barrier and it will become one of your family's favorite things to do. And if somebody starts going into a negative route, just stop them. No digs.
Yeah, no digs. We have a no dig policy. You can't dig at each other, especially during times of celebration.
Got to
keep it positive. And it's always the running joke because I'm always the family member that forgets to think about the memories. So we get there and I'm like, hey, so yesterday, my favorite memory, it was when we were just near each other. It was awesome, you know, and I'm like, oh man, so be intentional. It causes us to have to think back, man, what am I grateful for? What is a great memory that has happened or in the past? So it's really cool to kind of go back, but it's not always easy. If you're, no matter what campus you're at, or if you're online with us right now, I want you to write this scripture down. It's found in Ephesians 4:2. It says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. When I think about it, we've really learned as a family to do all of those things, but it's a job to do that. We don't just do ministry together. We don't really call it a job. You could call it a job, but it's not what we do. It's who we are. We love ministry. It's in every bit of our life. So it almost is a natural fit, but we know that's not everybody. Like some people go, how do you work together, live together, and still like each other? You know, it's like, if I did that, I'd be like, I want to strangle you. Well, can I be honest for a second? Well, this whole time has really been honesty, but like super deep honesty, sometimes we feel that way. But then we go back and we say, hey, okay, through humility, being gentle, being patient, hey, you said this, and it hurt my feelings.
And
I know.
The word, you know, here's the deal. At all campuses, like, you know, Earth City, Austin was very young, and we were building that campus out with Jim and Julie Thompson, everybody sitting there. So many people work so hard, but we didn't, like you said, we just all did it together. And so as we kind of, I only got a couple minutes left here. Number one thing you got to do is make sure Jesus is Lord of your life. Second thing you have to do is you cannot get sucked into this world's culture that's always digging each other and strifeful each other and bickering and let's have a roast. There is no room for roast because the enemy's always telling people they're no good and you're bad. And then we jump on the train and do the same thing. I believe we ought to walk in love, build each other up. We all got to hang together. We're going to hang separately. Give God praise today for that. And so, again, when you filter it through the word, then you realize love is patient, love is kind, love is, it's not just a plaque, like that was God's rule for relationships, and he said God's love never fails, but the only way you're going to renew your mind is come to church, and there is also a thing right now to where it's like, oh, I'll just stay home and watch online, and watching online works if you're in Cambodia, and this church doesn't, you know, go to Cambodia or wherever you're at, but the Bible said, forsake not the assemblies of yourself together, so a 30-minute talk today can save you a divorce. A 30-minute talk today can save you from leaving half of your stuff. A 30-minute talk can keep your kids together. And then if you've made a mistake, I'm going to speed date on some stuff real quick. People are sitting at the audiences at all our campuses today and like, man, you know what? All the love has gone on our marriage. You're not moved by what you feel. You're moved by the word, and the love can come back in your marriage, in your mind, but first you got to act like it's right before it's right, and so you just start opening the car door, saying you're sorry, loving each other, and then changing the culture. Everybody shout, change the culture.
Change the culture.
So the enemy is trying to change the current culture in America. Raise your hand if you feel that right now. Trying to separate us and divide us and get us against each other and canceled. It's like, hey, you like Skippy peanut butter, canceled. You like peanut butter and jelly, canceled. I don't know why I'm going for peanut butter, but I think I'm hungry. But we've got to all stick together, and that's why we got to not only just go to church, even when it's 0 degrees and we try to give you hot chocolate to make you feel better, you should go to church if you're standing outside in freezing rain because you know that it's going to make an impact on your children, because years from now, you're going to want this because this is really all that matters. I'm preaching right now. This is what matters, okay? Me and her stand together. So what? One of the cultural aspects that I would do is I would tell them, I mean, remember one time you were at work and you were crying about something, something upset you, and I said, I'm on my way right now to get you. We're coming home. We're going to, because I want to be a dad that's there, and I also want to commit to you today at every campus that our family, just like we're this tight for you, and we're going to stick with you for the rest of your life in Palm Beach, whether you like it or not, in St. Louis, whether you like it or not. You're going to get stuck with us when you're like, I'm sick of hearing the same stories, and I know their birthday stories, and another stinking picture of their grandkids, but guess what? We stay together because we're not going to be torn apart by the enemy or the devil, because we are the greatest threat to hell probably in America, because this is a Holy Ghost faith-filled church that's going to change the world for Jesus. Come on, somebody give God praise today. So be a church, be a family man, be a woman of God, and just support each other. Sorry I got so preachy, but it's Sunday and my Red Bull had kicked in.
Can I get an amen? Well,
and you know, one of my favorite memories actually of you, Pastor Nicole, is Ashton was younger. She was probably 8 or 9, and she was painting. She had like all these watercolors, and she was painting, and she was dipping it in this cup and rinsing the paint out and painting again and ripping, you know, dipping it out. And it, at the end of it, you realized, you walked in, and you realized it was like one of your favorite cups. And it had all this paint all over it, and we, you know, scrubbed and tried to get the paint out. And finally, you just said, you know what? You could have gotten mad. You could have flashed hot. You could have been like, oh, my gosh, this is expensive. This is my favorite cup. I drink it, you know, drink out of it every day. Instead, you said, you know what? If I didn't have the paint is an indicator of the greater joy of my life. You know, the Bible says that where there is no ox, the stall is clean. But you know what? She said, yeah, without this, I wouldn't have Ashton. And so I'd rather have the messy cup. And so now she loves that messy cup, because this is an indicator of what the gift that God gave you in Ashton.
That's cool. I actually want to, for Nicole to address that and then pray for you. And I have a question in all campuses. How many of y'all, this did help you in some way today? Raise your hand. Every campus, I want to see it. Then I also want Nicole in a moment to pray for people who you feel like the wine's gone out of your marriage, speaking of cups. It's like, man, the cup is empty. Listen, we got to fill that cup back up. Or you feel like there's no hope. You know, I'm just giving up. I'm single. And there's also, by the way, nothing wrong with being single if that's what God calls you to do. But I want you to receive some ministry today.
Well, you know, in 1 Corinthians 16:14, it says, do everything in love. And here's, I guess, something we're hearing is love is messy. And so you might be in a mess with your kids, because I hear just as many people DM me and say, I'm not talking to my kids anymore. My kids won't talk to me. So there's just as much separation in marriages as there is between parents and children. And so we either have parents, or we've got kids, or we've got both. And so I believe that God is speaking right now over relationships. And so with relationships happening, if right now, if you're single at any campus and you believe, hey, I need to find that person that God has for me, would you just stand up for me right now? If you're single at any campus, we'll be believing that God's going to connect your relationships. Now, maybe you've got a family member. Maybe it's a sister, a brother, a child, a parent, somebody. And maybe there's a rock in your relationship right now. Would you go ahead and stand up? Because we're going to pray for you.
So good.
Now, you might be believing God over your relationship and your marriage. You might be saying, okay, we're okay today. There's another level for us to go to. Or you might be saying, okay, there's some hurts and some wounds, and we need some healing. Would you just grab that hand of the person you love and stand up together, saying, we're going to take this marriage, and we're going to believe that God's going to amplify it to a higher level. Well, you go ahead and stand up. We're going to pray for you today. So across all campuses, you might not see how God can resolve this thing. But God says to you, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways.
And if you could see it, you would fix it, and you wouldn't even turn to me, says the Lord. But God says, I am here for you, and I've been waiting for you in this space. So, Father God, we raise our hands to you. And I pray over every lonely heart right now.
Yes.
God, you did not create man and woman to be alone. You have that special person. You have that significant person. You have that person you destined from the beginning of the world for them. And I just call our eyes to be open, to see that love, to see that light, to see that opportunity. And God, we will give love a chance. God, I pray for broken relationships, rocks in relationships. God, I pray over the rock of offense. God, I ask the Holy Spirit to crush that rock in the name of Jesus and let forgiveness overflow from us to them. And as we forgive them, they're going to forgive us. And Father God, I pray over every hurt heart. God, you are a healer. You don't only heal bodies, you heal souls and hearts. And I declare the healing power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.